It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Earlier this week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy singled out ice hockey as a driver of COVID-19 infections in the state. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports that didn't sit well with some of New Jersey's youth hockey community.
One, two, three, whoa!
This is the rallying cry before the Wolves take on the Falcons for a youth hockey game at Montclair's Clay Anderson Arena on a recent evening.
Go to the net, Benji!
Teenage skaters in full protective gear, mouth guards, helmets, but mostly no masks, carve across the ice, check one another, and race for the puck, their breath visible in the rink's icy air. While things look pretty much the same as usual on the ice, not so off the rink. Coaches are masked up on the bench, and players aren't allowed to change in locker rooms. Instead, kids strip down and suit up outside in the parking lot in frigid temperatures. Parents aren't allowed into the arena to watch. Some are sitting in idling cars in the parking lot, watching a live stream of the game on their phones.
It's hard to see our kids on a little screen. Sometimes you can't even tell the number. And not being able to go inside and support them, even if it's, you know, sometimes you got to scream at them or whatever. But, you know, we miss that.
That's Carlos Faleco, an enthusiastic hockey dad from Wayne, New Jersey.
You're allowed to be at a restaurant without a mask, but what can the parents of athletes put a mask on, watch the game?
The state's health department says it's linked more than 70 cases of the virus to 14 discrete outbreaks thought to be connected to hockey teams in seven counties. This week, Governor Murphy came down hard on the sport.
Hockey is in our crosshairs.
He said it's unclear if transmission is happening on the ice or at gatherings among teammates afterwards, like pizza parties. Still, Murphy says, in some outbreaks, hockey parents weren't cooperating with the state's contact tracers.
You got nothing against hockey, but watch yourselves. We have that high on the list right now, and unless we see better compliance and lower levels of infection, we will take action.
Some in the rink bristled at those remarks. Brendan Riley is the Falcons' coach.
That really frustrated me because obviously he has no idea of what we go through as a hockey team to fulfill our season and the commitment and what we're doing inside to prevent COVID. And he's unaware.
He says teams are following strict protocol. If a player's family member tests positive for COVID, that player is out for 2 weeks. If a player tests positive, the whole team doesn't play for 2 weeks.
There's no reason to panic with hockey. We're taking care of ourselves.
If it was between keeping schools open and playing hockey?
Shut the school down. Don't shut hockey down. I mean, you can go to school online.
Several epidemiologists told WNYC the mitigating factors like closing locker rooms and prohibiting spectators would help reduce the spread of COVID. But they said it's still not enough, with New Jersey's positivity rate on the rise and nearly 2,500 people in the state in hospitals. And they said ice hockey may present unique risks. The cooler temperatures may allow the virus to linger longer in the air. Heavy breathing without masks can also contribute to the spread of the virus. Dr. Dennis Nash is a professor of epidemiology at CUNY's School of Public Health.
I would not let my kid play indoor ice hockey. I've advised friends who do play ice hockey in New Jersey that they shouldn't.
The game is over. The Falcons beat the Wolves 5-0. Outside the arena, 15-year-old Falcons player Connor O'Neill is shivering as he peels off layers of sweaty gear.
It's definitely a little difficult getting dressed outside when it's -3 degrees. Yeah, it's cold.
He heard what the governor said about ice hockey, too.
I don't know what he's got against hockey. His kid must have not liked hockey when he was younger. I think he should be tackling sports like soccer, where they're bare skin on skin.
Parents and coaches say the sport provides a bit of normalcy in an otherwise crazy year. But with COVID cases on the rise and Governor Murphy warning of potential restrictions to come, this year's youth hockey season may be put on ice. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.